Green Willow Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers and Harper Audio present. Grey Mist Fair, by Francesca Zappia, performed by Kelsey Navarro. A note before we begin. For a map, cast of characters, and the author's acknowledgments, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/greymistfair. For Annabelle and Adeline, and future generations. I don't have the heart to leave my children in the forest. The wild beasts would soon come and tear them apart. And when the full moon had risen, Hansel took his little sister by the hand and followed the pebbles which shone like newly minted silver pieces and showed them the way. Hansel and Gretel, the complete fairy tales of the Brothers Grimm. Home. A road leads into a dark forest. It passes through a village some travelers never see. The village is not meant for everyone. To outsiders, it's a place of darkness and whispers, threatened by bright-eyed creatures that live in the wood. Its people are friendly but insular. Its routines familiar but not inclusive. A tall man in a dark coat walks the road. Death follows on his heels. Grey Mist Fair is their home, but only one of them is welcome. The man is a doctor, a healer. Death can only ever be themselves. Curious eyes and spiteful hearts follow them through the forest, but do not touch them. The road is safe. The doctor and death don't waste any time. There are many who need the doctor's help. The village's noble family, the widowed fisherman and his son, the orphans in the wind-slanted shack, the butcher inspecting his many knives, the kind old innkeepers and the abandoned boy, and the tailor, always the tailor. She is not ailing or hurt, and the doctor will make sure she stays that way. As they walk, death hums a tune. It's a popular rhyme with the children of Grey Mist Fair. When they approach the outskirts of the village, death stops while the doctor continues on. Gradually, the village emerges from the mist. Cozy fires burn on cobbled hearths, walls and roofs thatched tight against the darkness. Neighbors trade wares and stories. They keep one another company in the long lulls between visitors, and on the nights when they are sure evil is real and it lives in the forest. The doctor wishes he could calm their fears, but he would have to lie to them. He, better than anyone else, knows that death waits in the trees, that death is patient, and that death will do anything to return home. The Girl Who Outran Death. 1. Only one road led to Grey Mist Fair. It cut a winding path through the forest, wide enough for two horse-drawn carts to pass side by side, or for six men to walk comfortably without their shoulders touching. Large stones paved it all the way from one misty edge of the forest to the other, and on one side of the road, iron lanterns hung on iron hooks, illuminating the path with a spectral blue light that never went out. When Heiko was very young, her mother had led her out of the village and down the west road. The heels of her mother's boots made a solid thumping on the stones in time with the rustling of her bright skirts. Heike, her small hand sweating in her mother's grasp, hurried to keep up. Mist crept from between the tree trunks on either side of the road, but never moved past the glow of the lanterns. As the last cottages of Grey Mist Fair disappeared behind them, Heike's mother stopped and kneeled beside her. "Listen to me, Henrika." Hilda was calm and spoke softly. "It's okay to come down the road. As long as you don't stray from the path, you will always be able to find your way home, and nothing bad will happen to you."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?